Sechah Shabbos, Dav Beis Hamad Beis, will begin Beis Hamad Aleph, the last line. The Mishnah discussed Yitzias Shabbos, Shtayim Shenar B'Fnim, Shtayim Shenar B'Chutz. The Gemara is going to bring down a Mishnah in Shavuos that also brings down this halacha of Yitzias Shabbos, but it brings it down in an abridged form. It just says Yitzias Shabbos, Shtayim Shenar B'Fnim. It does not elaborate the way our Mishnah does, by saying Shtayim Shenar B'Fnim, Shtayim Shenar B'Chutz. The question is why. Now the Mishnah in Shavuos lists several cases of where we have Shtayim Shen Arba, and amongst them is the case of Shabbos as well. So let's see what the Gemara says. Tanan Hasan, we learned in Masechta Shavuos, Shavuos Shtayim Shen Arba. By Shavuos, by a person makes an oath, he swears an oath, he takes upon himself an oath. There are two which are four. If he makes a Shavuos Bitui, if he says that I will eat, or I won't eat. He says it in the future, something positive, something negative, which the Torah calls lahara lahatim. He obligates himself either to do something positive, for instance, to eat, or not to eat. If he violates that shvua, that oath, then he's chayav a korban oil v'yarid. We're marbev from a pasuk, that there in the past, there's also the same. If he says, I did eat, or I did not eat, and it's not true, then also he's chayv a korban. So it's shtayim shein arba. Another example of shtayim shein arba, the Gemara says, yediyas atuma shtayim shein arba. By yediyas atuma, there's also, we have two which are four. The case is talking, if a person, he was aware that he was tamei. Now if a person is tamei, it's also for him to go into the Beis HaMikdash, it's also for him to eat kiddush. If the person was aware he was tamei, and then he forgot, and he went into the mikdash, and then he discovered that he was tamei, he brings a korban. He brings a korban all the year. If similarly, if a person knew he was tamei and he forgot, or he ate kiddush, then he discovered he was tamei while he ate the kiddush, similarly, he has to bring a korban. That's the shtayim. Shein arba, or marba, cases which are form, which mar another two cases, Shtayim Shein Arba, because we have a similar scenario. If a person knew he was Tomei, and he knew this was the Beis HaMikdash, then he forgot. He forgot it was the Beis HaMikdash, and he went in Batuma, then discovered it was the Beis HaMikdash, he brings a korban. Similarly, he knew he was Tomei. He didn't forget he was Tomei, but he forgot that this Basar was Basar Kodesh. He ate the meat, he ate the Basar Kodesh, then he discovered it was Basar Kodesh, which he ate in a state of Tuma. He brings a korban. That's Shtayim Shein Arba. Maris Negoyim, similarly, we have Maris Negoyim. We have the same type of case, Shtayim Shein Arba. We also have two, which are four. We have Maris Negoyim. There is, the Torah says, Seis Ubeheres. So these are different shades of white. If a person has leprosy, he has tsaras, he has white spots. So there's different shades of white. There's a Seis and Beheres, the whiteness of white snow or the whiteness of white wool. Now we're Mar, but that's Shtayim. So he has the Dinim of a Metzayra. He's Tomei and the Tara process that he has to go through, etc., and all the halachas that he has to go outside the machne, etc. We're marba two other shades, two lesser shades of white. Shein arba, we have sapachas. So sapachas is marba, a secondary whiteness for both the se'ez and the baharis. The whiteness, a secondary whiteness, the whiteness of the lime, white color, lime coating on the wall. That is secondary color. And then we have a secondary color, the membrane of the egg. We have both for seis and beheres, a secondary color. So we have shtayim shein arba. There's two which are four. And it says by Shabbos as well, yetzias ha-shabbos shtayim shein arba. It also says two which are four. So ma'ishna ha-chadatane be'shem dal b'fnim u'be'shein arba b'chutz u'ma'ishna ha-sim datane shtayim shein arba v'su'loi. Why over here the Tana elaborates? He says not only Shtayim Shein Arba, he says Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim and Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. And over there, it's just the shortened form, Shtayim Shein Arba Vesuloi, and not more than that. For after the Gemara, Hacha de Iker Shabbosu, Tani Avos, Tani told us. Here, the primary discussion is Hilchos Shabbos. This is Masechet Shabbos. The focus is on Hilchos Shabbos, so the Tani elaborates. Shtayim Shein Arba Bifneim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. Over there, it's secondary. It's Masechet Shavuos. The discussion is about Shavuos. It brings down other examples, other cases of Shtayim Shein Arba. But it doesn't elaborate because that's not the primary focus of the Masechta. So the more answers that over here that the primary discussion is Hacha de Iker Shabbosu, Tani Avos V'Tani told us. Hasam de Lav Iker Shabbosu, Avos Tani told us Leitani. Over here, so we're assuming that when it says the Shtayim Shehin Arba in Shuas, that it means that it's discussing only the Aves. Over here, when it says Shtayim Shehin Arba, it's discussing Aves and Toldos. But over there, it's not the primary discussion, it's not Shabbos, so it only mentions Shtayim Shehin Arba, which is the Av. What is the Av? As we mentioned before, the Av is Haitzah, taking from the Rishus HaYachad to the Rishus HaRabim, taking it out to the Rishus, that's Haitzah, that's the Av. The Toldah is Hachnas, is bringing it in. So over there, in the Masechet Shavuos, it's not the primary discussion, it only mentions, the Av is only mentioned Haitzah, it does not mention Hachnas. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean, Av is my Neo Yetzias? What is the Av? The Av is Yetzias, it's Haitzah. He's taking it out. Yetzias, Trey Havian. There's only two cases of Yetzias. So what's Shtayim Shein Arba? How can you say that the Mishnah ensures that Shtayim Shein Arba means only Haitzah, only Avos? There's only two. There's the Haitzah of the Balabayas. If he doesn't akira, he takes it and takes it outside. Or if the Ani, if he stretches in his hand inside, picks it up and takes it out. There's only two cases of Haitzah, the derisa of Haitzah. There's only two cases. So it can't be that it's only discussing the Ava, it's only Haitzah, not Achnosa, then what's Shtayim Shein Arba? Maybe he'll say, no, it's only discussing the Ava, it's only discussing Haitzah. But it includes also the Darabonon of Haitzah. It also includes, perhaps, where there's an Akira without a Hanacha, where you have the two derisive Haitzah, and two cases of an Isser Darabonon, where there's Haitzah, but one person only performed the Akira, and he did not perform the Hanacha, which is only also the Rabbana. So maybe that's the pshat in the Mishnah Shuas. Where it says, no, you can't say that. But we have Maris Nagoyim. It says, right in proximity, it says Maris Nagoyim, and then it says that Yitzias HaShavas. Ma Hasam Kula L'Chayuva, Av Hachaname Kula L'Chayuva. And the Maris Nagoyim, all these shades of white, they're all Minat Torah. There's no Rabbana. So, for consistency, you wouldn't say that the Tana is talking about, in one case, Myrus Nagoyim, all derises, and by Shabbos, derises, mixing in derises and derabonans. It would have to be consistent. And Rashi points out that really, the other cases, the Tuma also, the other cases, the Shua, they're also all derises, but the reason that the Gemara only mentions Dumi the Myrus Nagoyim, because that's not contested. In the other cases, there are different opinions in the Tanoim. There's Machlokes Tanoim, if that is the case, Minderais or not. But by Maris Nagoyim, it's unanimous. So therefore, you would not say that Shabbos includes the Rabbonans. So how could it be that the Shtayim Shein Arba is only Avos, and they're only discussing Avos, and you have Shtayim Shein Arba? There's no four derises by itself. Elamara Papa, the Pshat follows. Hachadikar Shabbosu. Here, the primary discussion is Shabbos, Tani Chayuv Petur. It mentions Chayuv and Pot. And Achanami. Over here, and then it's Iker Shabbos, we mention also the Rabbonans. So, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Chutz, we talk about the Deraisa of Haitzah, we talk about the Deraisa of Achnosam, but we also mention the Durabonans, where there's an Akira without a Hanach. Over there, the primary discussion not Shabbos, so it's an abridged form. So it only discusses the Derisas. It does not discuss the Peturah, it does not discuss the Rabbanans. Well, if that's the case, the derisas, what's the derisas? Yitzias, tati havin. There's only two. There's only, what's time shein arba? There's only two. For the Gemara, shtaim doitzo, shtaim dachnos. Now the Gemara is switching, is changing, it's reversing its position. And originally it said that the Mishnah Shuas was only discussing aves and not told us, it was only discussing aitzo and not achnos. Now, the Gemara is changing. It says that really it's discussing both aitzo and achnos. It's discussing both aves and told us. So there's two cases of aitzo, there's two of achnos. What it's not discussing the Rabbanans. It's not discussing the Rabbanans, Frank the Gemara. How can you say that it's discussing? How can you say that it's discussing that Haitzah is Achnos as well as Haitzah? The Ha Yitzias Ketani. It says Yitzias. How can you say that it's discussing Achnos as well? And the Rashba points out that really you can ask that in our Mishnah as well. Now our Mishnah also says Yitzias. And it also discusses Achnosis, but we're dealing now, we're explaining the Mishnah in Shuas, so we're now restricting our comments, our explanation so far to the Mishnah in Shuas. So the Gemara is asking, it says Yitzias. How can you say Shtaim Shein Arba, referring to two Yitzias and two Achnosis? Friend for the Gemara, Maravashi, Tana Achnosis, Nami Hoitzah Korele. Even though it says Hoitzah, it says Yitzias, but it refers to Achnosis as well. Bringing in his own mimai, what's my proof? This nan, it says in the Mishnah, Klal Godel and Davayin Gimel, Amaitzi Mershus Lershus Chayip. If one person is Maitzi, it lists over there the Avos Malacha is, and one of the last one is Amaitzi Mershus Lershus. His Chayip, Milo Yaskina, the Kamail Mershus Aram, Lershus Hayochid. Are we not discussing where he also brings in from the Rishus Aram to the Rishus Hayochid? And yet it says Hoitso, it says Amoitzi, and are we not discussing Achnosa as well? And as Rashi explains, because we see that we're talking about from our Mishnah, we see that we're talking about Achnosa. So Amoitzi Mershus Lershus must be including Achnosa. And as Gemara in Shuas explains, it doesn't say Amoitzi Mershus Hayochid Mershus Harabe. It says Amoitzi Rishus HaRishus. It's a broader terminology, which means to include Maitzi from one Rishus to another, even from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, even Achnosa. The time of my eye, it says Maitzi, so why does it mean Achnosa? Because Kol Akiras Chayfas Mimekayma Tano Hitzah Korile. Any transferring of an object, Hitzah, is transferring from one domain to another. Not necessarily literally Maitzi from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, it means transferring from one Rishus to another, from one domain to another, which includes Achnosa bringing in from the Rishus HaRabim. Amar Ravin Masnis Namidika, you can prove it from our Mishnah, the Ketani Yitzias. Our Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos become a Farash Achnosa La'altar. And immediately, the first case that it illustrates, the example that it gives, is the Ani bringing it in to the house. The very first case that it brings down is a case of Achnosa, even though it says Yitzias. You see that Yitzias means transferring from the Rishus to Rishus, meaning including Achnosa. Rava says the meaning of that Yitzias could mean Rishuyas, domains, not necessarily taking out. It doesn't necessarily mean taking out. It means a domain. It means that there's a reshus. Like, and the way Tosfos explained it is, we see by when the Torah describes the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. It says, Vahiu Tosfos of Hayom. It says, Tosfos Mitargamina, Tosfos says, reshus, the reshus. The Tosfos can mean reshus. When it describes the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, it says Toitzoisov, which means the Rishuyos. So therefore, here also, it doesn't mean literally taking out, it means a Rishus.